This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, the ongoing debate about school vouchers suffers because both opponents and proponents often do a poor job of explaining what they are and what they would accomplish. First, let's look at what the opponents are saying. Randy Weingarten is the president of the American Federation of Teachers. In a recent speech, she talked about the racist roots of the school choice movement. She even compared Education Secretary Betsy DeVos to Governor George Wallace standing in the schoolhouse door. The comparison is historically inaccurate. A seminal essay by economist Milton Friedman back in 1955 is considered the beginning of the school choice movement. His concern was that government school monopoly prevented innovation by retarding competition. Many of the first state laws allowing school choice were proposed by progressives who wanted to help poor kids get a better education. You could actually turn the illustration around and say that it's the teachers' union is the one that is actually blocking the door of these private schools by preventing school choice. Proponents of school choice haven't done their best in arguing for the policy. In order to gain a hearing, proponents often use the language of fairness to get a hearing. School choice, they say, is about fairness to kids who come from lower-income backgrounds. Unfortunately, by focusing on the fairness argument, proponents have abandoned the ideological foundation of school choice and make school choice more like another form of social welfare. The argument by Milton Friedman was that educational success would be achieved by competition. Public education is a monopoly and is less likely to innovate. He argued that parents, regardless of their income level, should be allowed to choose the best education for their children. Schools would be forced to compete for all students, no matter their financial status. Proponents should abandon the fairness argument, but they also need to appeal to voters on the basis of liberty and competition. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
From Sony Pictures, All Saints, the inspiring story of Pastor Michael Spurlock with John Corbett in theaters August 25th, rated PG, allsaintsmovie.com.